Well, hello everyone. This is Mark Howard, and a little explanation about this teleseminar in December. I did the regularly scheduled teleseminar yesterday, and I forgot to record. And so I'm doing a special teleseminar, and it's just me, so it would be a shorter teleseminar. But I want to make sure that I do get out to all of you a December teleseminar, particularly on keeping the holiday spirit or the holiday feeling all year round. It's a special one for me. I've done it every December since I started doing the teleseminars. And I want to apologize to the people that took the time to join me yesterday on the teleseminar for not recording it. But hopefully this will make up for that. Before I get started, I did want to announce and let everyone know that I will be offering my year-long study of Sydney Banks' Missing Link book. Again this year. It'll be the 10th year. It'll start in February 15th of 2025. I will be sending out an announcement to all of you New Year's Day. So you'll be getting an announcement and a way to register for it. If you'd like to know more about it beforehand, email me at drmarkhoward@comcast.net, Dr. Mark Howard at comcast.net, and I could share with you what it will be about. But it's been a beautiful, loving experience, just feelings of love and care for one another emerge at every monthly meeting. And of course, we get a rich understanding of Sid's words in each chapter, taking the time to read the chapter together and share insights with one another. So I really encourage you to keep watch for the announcement, and hopefully you can be with us for 2025. Thank you. So today, keeping that holiday feeling all year round. You know, I just love what the message is that I receive that I'm sharing with you from listening to Sydney Banks. This theme goes way back to the beginnings of my time learning from Sydney Banks. So around that time, there were audio cassettes, you know. I don't know if the younger generation here who are listening know of cassette and cassette players, but at those days, that's how seminars were recorded on cassettes. And I was listening to a recent one that I was sent, and it would sit saying, you know, the title being Keeping the Holiday Spirit All all Year Long. And when I listened to it, he shared about how during this time of the year, the time of year we're now in, people get into beautiful feelings. Like here in the United States and in Canada, we have a Thanksgiving around the fall that kind of gets us into the holiday spirit. So there's these beautiful feelings start of gratitude, being thankful. And then, of course, there's the actual holidays, you know. Depending upon your culture, it's Christmas or another celebration. At the time of the recording, it was Christmas for Sid. And he said, you know, these feelings that happen to people around the holidays, you can have all year round. And that was profound for me. I hadn't at all had a sense of that truth, that the feelings that emerge or are more present for people around this time of year, generosity, giving to others, goodwill, love, gratitude, kindness, all emerge apparently in more ways during this time of year. So, as you'll know in your community, there are probably commercials or advertisements for donating to charitable organizations that are putting on different food banks for people who are underprivileged or are food insecure. There's much more going on here in my area with people volunteering to serve at these meals. also, you know, people are filled with just goodwill. And, you know, when my wife and I go out to do some holiday shopping, we see a lot of organizations, you know, present in front of retail stores asking for donations for people who are needy. So it's really much more emphasized this time of year. And when Sid said, I can have those feelings all year round, I woke up. I just woke up to the fact that somehow we, in my thinking, give ourselves permission, so-called because of it being holidays, to live more in these beautiful feelings. Joy, you know the song Joy to the World, kindness, goodwill, gratitude, being thankful, you know, generosity, being together. You're more likely to gather with people or friends you haven't seen, maybe even for the year. And for most families, they're joyous occasions or times to really feel the love again of family. And yet, we can have that all year round. Isn't that something? Can you just get a sense of the truth of that? And here's why. Because we are those feelings. That's our true nature. That's the spiritual energy we are all connected to. All of us are connected to it. And that energy, as Sid has shared with us many times, is love and understanding. The expression of love and understanding comes through us as being thankful, goodwill, being generous, kind, connected, understanding, giving more understanding to people around us for their particular ways that might ordinarily bother us. Somehow we find an understanding that that's who they are, you know? And it's true, that's who they are. Spiritually, they're the same as us. They're all mind, but they use thought differently, so they have different ways from us. So, isn't it profound that we are those holiday feelings? We are those. And the only thing in the way is our thinking, our habits of thought, our habits of insecure thought or our expectations of ourselves or our judgments, our getting bothered, all of that ways that we use thought against ourselves, really, is what's in the way of all of us, me too, experiencing these beautiful feelings that arise more strongly, it looks like, during the holiday period of time. But all it is that gets in the way is our seriousness, our worry, our concern, our jealousy, our comparisons to others, our evaluation of ourselves. I mean, the list of learned thoughts that interfere with us living in these beautiful feelings is endless, you know, because human beings through thought can create anything to think about. So we don't have to worry about managing our thinking. We have to understand, get the fumes of the truth that when you're thinking about yourself, when you're in your personal habits of thought, they're getting in the way of you living in the holiday feeling. That's it. That's the only thing in the way. I shared yesterday an image, and I shared about how when I was in my PhD psychology program, I was in the Midwest of Canada, above the Dakotas and Minnesota in the States, above those states in Canada, what's called the Prairie Province. And on our university campus, the Red River that flowed through this province of Canada, Manitoba, the Red River ran through the center of our campus. And during winters, which were very, very cold, the river froze. And people who lived close to the university would actually cross-country ski on that frozen river to the university and go to their classes. And I shared, you know, if you had no sense of science, and you didn't understand, I don't know, nature, when you looked at that block of ice, you would believe it went all the way down to the bottom. You wouldn't at all think there was a river flowing underneath that block of ice. But there is. That block of ice is so thick, so whatever it is, thickness, but underneath it is this Red River flowing. And that's the same for us. The block of ice that's covering the flow of our beautiful holiday feelings, our true nature, being expressed or having us feel it, is the block of ice of our thinking. And that's all we need to see, is that we truly are those feelings all year round, were it not for our thinking. As Sid would say about self-esteem, everybody has it, would certainly live in self-esteem were it not for their silly beliefs, you know. It's the same thing. And we have to see that when we're away from it, in unhappiness, in dissatisfaction, in discouragement, that's just thinking. That's just learned thinking that has become a habit for us. And, of course, through consciousness, it brings it alive so it looks true. But when we live in those experiences, they're created by thought. They're not our true nature. So Sid would say, you know, it's unnatural for human beings to be unhappy, to be serious, not to take something in life serious, with, you know, with in reality, not ignoring it, but just being serious about yourself. Discouraged or dissatisfied is the most unnatural state for us. The natural state is our holiday feelings. And we find ourselves more in them when we can really quiet our minds not let our habits of thought rent space in our minds. So really, staying in the holiday feelings, the holiday spirit, all year round, is helping yourself believe that, is helping yourself awaken to that truth, of helping yourself really know as deeply as you can that you are this spiritual energy, and so is every other living thing around you. And they have those feelings in them too. You just have to awaken to that truth and just help yourself see that the only way you're away from it is you get into some thinking. For me, it's easy to get into bother or become judgmental. That's been my habit from, being a young man. Now, when they come to mind, because of the understanding that it's teaching, they don't take root. But, habits of thought still appear. It's just that we have to see, we don't want to invite them in to have lunch with us in our minds, And once we can hold those habits of thought gently, we drop into our true nature, these holiday feelings. And you want to see that in other people around you as well. They have it too. No one has ever come onto the earth without being mined, No one. No one has have been born without being given the gifts of the three principles. So we're all the same. And it's only, of course, biology that makes us look different. And it's the way we use thought that also plays into people looking different, because people have different ideas of issues. They have different ways of going about life. But we're all doing the same thing, using the power of thought that we're given our way, how we see it. And so waking up to the fact that we are happiness, we are love and understanding, we are goodwill. We do watch out. We do get into the spirit of watching out for one another. It's a beautiful truth that awakened for me in 1986. And I continue to reflect on that now, all the way through today, as I'm talking to you. It's a wonderful space to get into around taking care of others, having the goodwill. Because you see, the minute you move into, gratitude or compassion, offering goodwill, if you look at it, you really are looking at someone or life beyond your own thinking. Goodwill takes you beyond your own thinking about yourself. Gratitude, compassion takes you beyond thinking about yourself. That's why Sid said gratitude is one of the deepest feelings you could live in. And, my wife and I were shopping the other day in a major retail store. And we went up to purchase some of the gifts we had selected. And there was a long line. And as I looked to the clerk, I could see that she was getting troubled because there was a person demanding of her, a customer that she was serving was being demanding of her, showing her a receipt and pointing to things on the receipt. It was taking a lot of time, and I could see that the customer wasn't accepting the clerk's explanation and even the clerk's apology. And I could see the clerk is getting, I guess you could call it, frustrated or stressed or maybe even anxious, you know. And my heart went out to her. And we were in this long line. And as I was standing in the line waiting to move up, you know, years ago, I would have been complaining. That was a really familiar mode for me, is complaining. And I would have complained about the long line. It starts with complaining in my mind, and then I get so full, I have to share it, you know. And my wife is really the person who used to hear it. But, you know, I'd say, well, how can they at this holiday season only have one clerk? What's wrong with this company? They need some customer service. You know, they're really, you know, I could go on and on and on, right? Right. And, but, you know, yesterday when we were in this line, that didn't even come to me. I just was, you know, just present. And I thought, well, you know, no, I don't know if anyone who really likes to have to stand in a long line, but instead I just, you know, had common sense. Just take it easy. And then it occurred to me to talk to the people in front of me. And we started to know one another. And finally, when we got up to the clerk, again, my heart was out to her, and I just said, you know, you're doing a great job here. You handled that person really well. Just relax and just, you know, do what's in front of you. And we kind of helped with showing her the tags on the gifts we'd bought and tried to help as much as we could. But it's not about me. It's just a story that, you know, when you're free of your usual habits of thought, you've got these beautiful feelings that you watch out for one another. Your heart goes out to people. And that's why there are so many volunteers at usually these church-funded meals for people around this time of year that are food deprived, because people want to watch out for one another. See, when you're in that feeling of goodwill, you have, you know, you don't consciously have it, but you have a sense of connection. You see the humanness of people that are the same as you. So I just wanted to share this with you. It's something that this topic I'm always reminded of as we start the holiday season here with Thanksgiving. And it just touches me to have been fortunate to be awakened early on in my time to the fact that I have these holiday feelings in me now, right now, as I talk to you, as I live the rest of today. They're in me. They don't depend on there being a particular holiday in front of me in order for me to access them. All I have to do is look into them. All I have to do is welcome them, rather than my way of welcoming seriousness about me or complaining, like I said, you know. Instead of welcoming in my usual suspects, these usual thoughts that I have, I can welcome in gratitude, love, understanding, kindness, goodwill. I can welcome that in. And so can you. So can you. And it's really just simple. The only reason you and I are not in it is that we're caught up in our personal thinking. That's it. Now, nothing wrong with that, really. Nothing wrong with that. Today, I really wanted to emphasize the potential for all of us to awaken to the fact that we are the holiday feelings. We are the holiday spirit year-round because it's within us. That's what we are. That's our spiritual energy. You see, I just wanted to point in that direction. It doesn't mean anything if you're not living in that. You'll wake up. If you have any understanding of Sidney Banks' teachings or the principles, you'll wake up once again to, oh, no, there I go again with my thinking. That'll allow you to quiet down, and in come these beautiful feelings. One other thing. Again, one of the things Sid shared about these feelings that really helped me is that he said the wisdom you're looking for is in these beautiful feelings. It's not in troubled thinking. It's not in those habits of thinking about ourselves. The wisdom is in the feelings. So when you drop into these feelings, you get the common sense or the wisdom to know the next step to take in your day. You see? We get lost into thinking, oh man, if we could just analyze why I think this way, I'll find your, what you're looking for is your wisdom. You know, I'll find how to handle things, you know. But that doesn't help us because we keep getting embroiled in the same old thinking. So it awakened a hope in me that the wisdom, the guidance for living life in the direction of taking care of myself in life, taking care of others, moving toward happiness and well-being, living more in my true nature, the wisdom for that exists in these beautiful feelings. So I hope you enjoyed today's teleseminar. It's shorter than normal, as I said, because in yesterday's seminar, we had some nice sharing from Richie and Jimmy, which we're not going to have today, unfortunately, because it was beautiful how they shared from these beautiful feelings. So I want to leave you with that. You have the holiday feelings, the holiday spirit in you all year round. And enjoy. And really, for all of you, have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. I'll be back with a teleseminar in January. And again, January 1st, we'll be sending out my announcement for the Missing Link book group for 2025. Thank you.